Welcome, one and all, to Squirrels and Robots, episode 156. Ah, thank you all for the support, as usual. Yes. So, all right, let's see. What the hell is going on in the world? Ugh. Well, everyone is down on James Gunn's DC Universe reveals. Why? Well, a multitude of things, really. You know, Cavill being out as Superman and people whining about the Snyderverse and, you know, all that. The usual. Also, Ezra Miller is still the Flash with the let's see what happens approach to their employment. Still? Yes. Hold up. Johnny Depp, Marilyn Manson, that Roiland guy, who have all been accused of crimes and have not been found guilty as of this podcast, have all been canceled, fired, and ostracized from society. But Ezra Miller, who pleaded guilty and was convicted of unlawful trespassing in Vermont, with other pending allegations waiting to be sorted out, is still the Flash. That is correct. Wow. What happened to Marilyn Manson? I don't know. They were accused of some stuff, got dropped from their record label, and then, when it actually went to trial, judge just said, no, threw it out. So Marilyn Manson was dropped from his record label for alleged allegations? Allegedly. You know, remember in the 90s when rap artists got signed merely for committing crimes to bolster their street cred? Now we're all like, oh, Marilyn Manson needs to be all squeaky clean for our music market now. I mean, in the 90s, the church protested him, numerous organizations. He was even the scapegoat for a multitude of violent crimes perpetuated by others at the time, merely because those criminals listened to Marilyn Manson. And, oh, of course, you know, he infected their minds with his dark music. Didn't get dropped. But now, someone says, oi, this bloke was mean to me. Oh, well, I guess we got to cancel him then, don't we? Yeah, it's a crazy world. And again, I don't know all the ins and outs and all the info. Look it up. I defend no one. I just observe humanity and sigh in utter disgust.
Times have changed.
Yep, and it sucks.
Also, robot comedy got banned on Twitch.
What? Yeah, for those interested, look up the full story. But there was a neat AI comedy project that essentially created a Seinfeld-like sitcom that would run forever. The AI would generate stories, which were read by text-to-speech, and coupled with janky animation of Seinfeld-esque characters doing various things. And all was going swell, until
Robot Seinfeld said something terrible.
Yeah, I'm obviously not going to repeat the comments, because, hey, we've already had enough content banned on certain platforms, so if you are curious, look it up. It's pretty interesting.
There is also an AI-created documentary about UFOs that has a trailer on YouTube, so you can all see how AI is slowly destroying the fabric of creativity and our souls.
And so it begins.
I'm fine with that. Animation and art is just tedious at this point. Let the freaking VTubers take over. You know, they're all AI VTubers as well. Oh, Christ.
Also, a ton of games are being shut down this year. Yeah, oh my lord. So many games. Even that game Crime Site from Konami. Only been on the market for 10 months.
Wow. Yeah. Alright, here's what I'll do. I'll give you a quick list of all the games I know, as of this podcast, that will be either shut down or their servers will be turned off, kind of limiting certain functionalities. So, pay attention. Crime Site, Crossfire X, Rumbleverse, Knockout City, Battlefield Mobile, Apex Legends Mobile, Marvel's Avengers. Ubisoft is stopping server support for the following: Just Dance 2017, 18, and 19. Anno 2070, Assassin's Creed 2, 3, Brotherhood, Revelations, and Liberation HD. Driver San Francisco, Ghost Recon Future Soldier, Prince of Persia, Forgotten Sands, Rayman Legends, Silent Hunter 5, Space Junkies, Splinter Cell, Blacklist, and Zombie U. Other games include Dragon Quest, The Adventures of Dai, Echo VR, Love.
This episode is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. Be honest, are you procrastinating by listening to this podcast? It's okay. You just need Rockstar Focus. Choose from three delicious flavors, each crafted with ingredients for an ideal energy and mental boost, like Lion's Mane, 200 milligrams of caffeine, and zero sugar. Visit rockstarenergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention.
Live school idol festival, or whatever, and Babylon's Fall.
Also, Wii U and the Nintendo DS eShops are closing down at the end of March. Wow, it's like no company wants us to own a workable game anymore.
Also, a ton of EA old sports games are having their servers shut down, so...
damn.
Yeah, look, with gaming companies taking the Netflix approach to releases... meaning, if it doesn't do well the first year, they're gonna freaking cancel it? Be mindful of this in the future moving forward, okay? I don't know if it's possible to get devs to commit to a peer-to-peer end-of-life patch in their roadmaps, but I think it's time, we demand, our games have a life beyond their servers, for the sake of preserving the medium as an art. It's important.
Good luck with that. Preservation demands money and forethought, both of which most humans severely lack.
Yeah, thanks.
Ozzy Osbourne can't tour no more. No more tours.
Oh, jeez, what did he do?
No, nothing bad. His health is just poop. So he can't tour no more.
Oh, crap. That sucks.
Yeah, it's happening, mate. Changing of the guard. But there's some good news.
Oh, here we go.
New Baby Metal album shall be released at the end of March, right? I have pre-ordered it.
Of course.
And the Slice of Life anime, Kimi ni Todoki, is getting a live-action series on Netflix.
Bro, they already had an anime and a live-action movie.
Yes, but this is a series. So, we get to watch the same story three different times?
See? He gets it. We did this before.
Whatever. You just don't get the joys of multimedia adaptations. That's just fancy talk for reruns in a new package.
Exactly!
You wankers!
Oh, God. Let's see, what else? The Sisters of Mercy are actually going to tour in the United States this year from May to June, so check into that if you care, as they haven't toured the States in 15 years.
Wow!
Believe it or not, Fawlty Towers with John Cleese is getting a... what they're calling a legacy sequel... and we'll have a new series, which is in the works.
Legacy sequel?
It's just a fancy way of saying, here's that thing you remembered from years ago, and here's what's happening now. It essentially sidesteps the reboot label that people generally don't care for.
So, John Cleese will return as Basil Fawlty?
Yes.
And this takes place where?
Supposedly in Torquay during modern times.
Well, will it have the same humor?
Well, John Cleese is supposedly writing it, so maybe? I don't know how that overly sarcastic and agitated character and its humor will come off today, but it's going to be interesting to see how people respond. Because right now, sarcasm is considered by most as just being mean.
I have noticed that. A lot of people who don't get sarcasm just think people are being, kind of rude, honestly.
Well, here's the thing. There was an actual scientific study that indicated one's ability to get sarcasm is based on their level of intelligence. People who found sarcasm funny generally scored higher on intelligence tests, while those who did not were on the lower end of the spectrum.
Which explains a lot. Are you being sarcastic? Exhibit A. We're not at a museum, stupid fool man.
Okay. Let's see, other than that, the band Skinny Puppy is doing a farewell tour. Keep that in mind. Gary Numan is doing shows with Ministry. Now, they better do a really heavy version of Cars.
In Cars! Cars!
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I Know What You Did Last Summer, that old horror movie from who knows when, is getting a sequel for some reason, bringing back the actors Jennifer Love Hewitt and Freddie Prinze Jr., who I am not familiar with.
I like old horror movies because the stabbing was just more fun.
Yeah. Also, Paramount Plus is making a musical prequel to Grease.
No one asked for that, mate! The only greasy music I want is the sweet, sweet sizzling sound of me deep frying my food for foodie goodness.
Right. Also, Disney is planning a bunch of Doctor Who spin-offs since, of course, they've entered into arrangements to partially fund the Doctor Who series.
And so it begins! The rat in the TARDIS is gonna destroy it all, chewing on the franchise like a little vermin chewing on wires!
It's just relax. None of this matters, okay?
No, it makes me sick!
Yeah, well, get over it.
Alright, you're not like an uber fan of Doctor Who, you know? I mean, one of your favorite doctors was Sylvester McCoy, dude.
Even with the crap scripts he got, he was still interesting to watch, okay? Besides, he brought a touch of humor to the role with a particularly low-key dark side to the character most didn't even pick up on. Fair enough,
But nothing, okay?
King of the Hill revival is going to Hulu. Keep your fingers crossed it doesn't suck.
I hope it was as funny as it was before. Going bam 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 bam
bam bam bam bam bam. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. There's a bunch of other news, but it's the usual, you know? Doom and gloom, reboots, and people dying. Besides, Steve covered most of it during his numerous streams and clips this week, so go watch that stuff, if you care.
You know, that bloke is rather insightful at times, you know? I mean, even if they're a bit creepy, you know, and hanging upside down above the water cooler in the office, freaking people out and whatnot, they're all right.
Dude, they're 500 years old. They better be insightful, okay?
With age comes wisdom.
Not always. I have met plenty of old people who thought that just because they were old, it meant they were somehow smart. Meanwhile, I've met infants with more common sense, all right? So life experience doesn't necessarily mean logical thought.
True. How come Steve has more dresses than Jermaine does?
Yeah, mate.
I noticed the Ill Will Press budget has been a bit bloated on spending for costumes.
Oh, Christ! They're maid cafe outfits and that's supposed to come out of their own budget! God, no wonder why there's no money in the petty cash! Prick!
No worries. I sold my coffee stock and made a whopping $40 this week.
You what?
I sold my coffee stock and made $40 this week!
Ow. Yeah, I guess that's something. Thanks everyone for supporting, sending us goodies, and keeping things going.
Also, if you are going to use our audio in your bleeping TikToks, it would be appreciated if you gave us some credit, right? As any exposure would be helpful. You know, we barely get paid in, like, actual monies on platforms. You know, being paid in exposure isn't even working for us because of you kids. Credit, please. You know, it'd be a lot more helpful, you know, rather than trying to work against an algorithm that seems to be anti-squirrel since, like, 2015.
Yep, and we're still around somehow.
Well, most pesky vermin are hard to get rid of.
Yeah, AI is gonna be a problem.
I laugh at your soft-fleshed mortality.
Yeah, so, TikTok people, bro, you gotta give credit, okay? We could go running around, DMCA everyone, but you don't want that. I don't want that. Help us out. If you're using our content to create more content, a little bit of attribution isn't too much to ask. Thank you.
Thank you for giving us credit in the future. Well, I just helped out and reinvested my $40 into some more coffee.
What?
I bought more coffee.
Stocks?
Banks. 7 bags of coffee beans. Now we just let them sit in the cupboard and collect interest and dividends.
That's not how that works.
I made $40! I am the stock wizard!
Okay, then. Later, everyone. Spread the word of phony, because the algorithm seems to refuse to.
Later, everyone!